This is Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos, reporting from the newsroom in New York. Coming up, real estate brokerage giant Realogy launches a really new partnership with Amazon this week. Can the power of the Amazon brand energize digital real estate is the question. The answers after these tech headlines. According to a Wall Street Journal analysis, Apple's mobile apps routinely appear first in search results ahead of competitors in its app store. This is a powerful advantage that we call skirts some of its rules on such rankings. The company's apps ranked first in more than 60% of basic searches, and Apple apps that generate revenue through subscriptions or sales, like music or books, showed up first in 95% of searches related to those apps. The Journal reports how this gives Apple an upper hand in a marketplace that generates $50 billion in annual spending. Reporter Trip Mickle has more at WSJ.com or the WSJ app. So governments, they still want access to user data to, of course, solve crimes and track potential threats. Tech companies, they're still fearful that this access could be misused. Weighing in this week is Attorney General William Barr, who sought to reopen a debate over whether tech companies such as Apple and Facebook should be required to provide law enforcement agencies with a way to break the encryption on devices. At the International Conference on Cybersecurity at Fordham University, Mr. Barr said warrant-proof encryption was, quote, enabling dangerous criminals to cloak their communications and activities behind an essentially impenetrable digital shield, end quote. The Journal says Barr seeks to convince tech companies to work toward a compromise with law enforcement agencies, lest they are forced to deal with hastily passed laws in the wake of crisis. And seeking to free up NASA funding to accelerate human exploration, White House aides and some outside advisors are looking into combining the management of all U.S. military and civilian rocket launches. Such a move would be controversial, but could save hundreds of millions of dollars for NASA over several years. NASA currently runs all supply missions to the International Space Station and is developing commercial capsules to ferry astronauts to and from the orbiting International Laboratory. If the Pentagon oversaw such flights, proponents of the idea argue it would save spending on overlapping teams. The idea is bound to be opposed by international partners, however, and hasn't gained enough momentum to be publicly pushed by the Trump administration. Andy Pastor has more at WSJ.com. Straight ahead, so who does one brokerage giant call when it needs to jumpstart a business and tumbling share price? Amazon, of course. Can the power of the Amazon brand energize digital real estate? That's what the Journal seeks to find. The Wall Street Journal's J.R. Whalen has more.
Ask some people about Amazon and they might say Amazon is everywhere. Well, now Amazon has partnered with a real estate brokerage company, and Wall Street Journal housing reporter Laura Casisto is here with some details. So, Laura, this has some people in the real estate industry a little unsettled, but we'll get to that in a moment. This partnership involves the real estate brokerage giant Realogy, and they're a big player in this space.
Yeah, so you probably haven't heard of them, but you've probably heard of some of their brands. So brands like Coldwell Banker, Sotheby's, and Corcoran, they have big market share in this space, but they have just been getting hammered lately. Their stock has lost 80% in the last 2 years. So they're kind of a real estate company desperately looking for a solution.
And so in this partnership, if somebody searches for a home through Amazon, they'll be funneled to a Realogy agent in their area.
Well, the hope is that they'll be able to get people to start their search on Amazon instead of maybe necessarily finding an agent through a website like Zillow. And the idea is you go on Amazon, you start nosing around, and then you get connected to a Realogy agent, and you get some free stuff.
All right, and so these home buyers get Amazon products, Amazon hoping to get some new customers along the way, be familiar with the Amazon products. So what sort of things would they get?
So they would get things like Amazon home services, so someone to come in and paint or hang your pictures, or they could get different smart home devices to kind of get your home wired for Alexa and that kind of thing.
So this service is called Turnkey, and how would this process unfold for someone who's trying to buy a house?
So with this service called Turnkey, the idea would be that rather than going to Zillow or Trulia or Redfin or Realtor.com or any of those sites and surfing around and find a listing with some pretty pictures and contact an agent. We're all kind of familiar with that. That's often how the home buying process works. This is hoping that maybe instead people will go to the Amazon Home Services website and ask to be connected to a realtor that way. And the hope is that then the sort of the carrot there is that people will get, you know, $1,000 to as much as $5,000 of free stuff from Amazon.
You mentioned Zillow. Zillow has actually been a leader in this area where Amazon and Realogy are hoping to do some business here.
So I think we kind of need to step back and talk a little bit about the evolution of the brokerage business here. I think a lot of people don't think about how this works. So Realogy, the sort of big umbrella company, owns a bunch of different franchises. And then in turn, agents basically pay them to be affiliated with those brands. And so an agent will share a portion of the commission that they get with Realogy. But the problem that Realogy has been having is, what's the value now of being affiliated with something like Realogy if I, as an agent, can just post a home for sale on Zillow? What does Realogy really get me? And so the hope is that this gets Realogy back in the game of helping agents find customers, because then Realogy makes more money.
And as you and Catherine Clark write in your story, this is likely to cause unease in the brokerage industry. Amazon has raised the ire of the industry before.
So far, what Amazon will tell you is, no, we're not getting into the business of residential real estate. But, you know, they're definitely tiptoeing there with this product. And if a giant like Amazon were to get into this space in an industry that's already struggling, that is yet to sort of be disrupted by technology, that could really change things. That could really shake things up.
And this service, this partnership between Realogy and Amazon, would work with buyers and not sellers.
Yeah, exactly. So this would be only if you're looking to buy a home. And Realogy says that's really because they think that those are the people who are going to be most interested in wanting to customize their home. But others have definitely been catering more to sellers in this regard. So there's a program called Zillow Offers, where Zillow will basically just buy your home off of you in cash and then make all those little improvements you need to make to sell your home. Or Compass has a program called Compass Concierge, where they will come in and spiff up your home before you put it on the market. So it's clear, right, that there's big business to be made in helping people who are either buying or selling a home get that home in kind of pristine condition.
Thanks again to the Journal's J.R. Whalen. That's it for the Tech News Briefing. Reporting from the newsroom in New York, I'm Tanya Bustos. Thanks for listening.